Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus much, children of God. How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ? And how is your life? Is God good? All the time we know God is good because it's the way, the truth, and the life. As it is the John 14 verse 6. So even see today, He's moved on to gather us to fulfill upon us John 10 verse 10. He said that even though Satan came to steal, to kill and destroy, He came that we have life that in the full. See, He adds us life because indeed wisdom keeps, preserves the life of the one who owns it. But we want to move on in the wisdom of the word of God. That is speaking in Jeremiah 8, verse 8 to 9. Praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice
Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we
face
in the ministry of the full knowledge of God, and it is international. Praise Jesus, man. And we move to welcome you to the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory, giving you life to eternal life. For remember in the Hosea 4:6, God's people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. But in John 17 verse 3, eternal life, it is not the one true God and the Christ Jesus He sent. That's why we have told you that as the minister of the full knowledge of God, we will come to the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory, reaching to life eternal. A generation which was promised Psalm 78 verses 6 up to 8. Praise Jesus, man. And we lead the worldwide call, God's worldwide promised call, and He has called all the nations to work with Him in the final work on the planet Earth. And that work is the revival and restoration of all things, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. And we pass through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, gospel which was preached to all creations in heaven and earth, to fight material gain, gospel of the world, which brought much destruction to the people and the many curses in the midst of the world. So the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And even this time, we want to move you on with our fourth part of God's highest ways, manifest His marvelous works on the earth. Or you call it ministry ethics. Ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But before we move on with our fourth part, we want to first honor God the Father and His word, our Lord Jesus Christ, together with His Holy Spirit, and to move on, thank for armies of angels He adds us every time to serve together with us to fulfill His word. Let's lift up our voices. Father Almighty, Almighty, King of Kings,
we will
revive you, give you glory and honor. You pass through all, who is within all, Father of all, has written Ephesians 4, for us to see. See, you face above the heaven, and you see through all heaven,
has
written the Job chapter
3:24.
We hope to give you glory and honor. For up to today,
which is
you are our Father, and we don't have another. Father of our spirits alone.
I'm going to request you to sit down and put your book, prepare your pen, prepare your Bible. Most of all, prepare three books of the Holy Spirit. Your spirit, your heart, and your mind. For him, he writes there to be able to fulfill 2 Corinthians, the chapter 3, verses 1-6. He writes in our mind, in our hearts. Right, in our inner man. In the era back, we have been asked that he can remind us,
as
written of him in Matthew 10.
Yes,
for he is Jesus' man. So he bears our weakness, as written in Matthew, in Romans, chapter 8, verses 26-27. That he writes in our mind, in our heart, and he writes in our inner man. Now we can write in our books, and we write in our books.
Yes,
praise Jesus'
man.
So we want to move on with this, our fourth part, the Lord's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works. Let's call the ministry ethics. Ministry ethics.
Yes, we praise Jesus much. We thank God. He led us right from the first part. Maybe first understood. That God is highest ways. It manifests more as well. Under the destiny of Prophet Ruth and Prophet Naomi. Who prepared for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth. That he can save us. And we too today. We prepare the whole world for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How are you in the name of our Lord Jesus? I request to greet of your brethren and wish them the best which come from God the Father. As it's in Revelation chapter 1, verses 3 unto 4. Praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all, in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in the ministry of the full knowledge of God to move on, welcome to the new generation which has the full knowledge of God together with His glory to give you life to eternal, because we remember in Hosea 4:6, God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But in John 17:3, eternal life is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus is sent. That's why we have told you we welcome you to the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory, to reaching you life eternal. The generation God promised in Psalms 78:6-8. Praise Jesus
might.
And the full knowledge of God. He promised in Isaiah 11:9. When he said the earth will be filled knowledge of God as the waters spread on the sea. So verse with it, God is worldwide promised call. Basing here in the nation of Uganda. In the year 2022. We move with the worldwide call. And God has called all the nations to work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth, with an intention of hindering the devils from turning this world as Sodom and Gomorrah. And this final work, it's the revival and the restoration of all things of the heavens and the earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and how they will be forever.
Forever.
To prepare the whole world for the coming back of the Lord Jesus and the end of the earth. And that revival is to be done through restoring the everlasting gospel. The gospel which was preached to all creations in heaven and earth, to fight the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many get destroyed in hell and the world be in the midst of many curses, where there is the curse of Sodom and Gomorrah, women marrying fellow women and men marrying fellow men, and the many other evils, where
there
are curses like of COVID-19 virus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in restoring gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we reveal all the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. forget a blessing and eternal life to reach them in the kingdom of heaven. And that is how we've read this work. We want even on this time to move on, reach you the fourth part of God's highest ways, which manifest His highest marvelous works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Or you call them God's ways. The ways of God. Of serving Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You remember we finished three parts backwards? And where we began, we were told that God's highest ways, which manifests His highest works,
or
the ways of serving God,
or
the ministry ethics.
We
studied under destiny of Prophet Ruth and the Prophet Naomi, who prepared for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He saves us from the sins. Praise Jesus
much.
And we too on this time, in our destiny, the final work on this planet Earth, revival and restoration of all things, to prepare in all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus
much.
And just as we heard in the book of Prophet Ruth, chapter 1, verse 11 unto 12, when Prophet Naomi was chasing Prophet Ruth, that she remains in the land of Moab, that she may not reach her destiny of preparing Israel together with the whole world for the birth of the Lord Jesus. But in that book of Prophet Ruth, chapter 1, verse 14 to 16, Ruth insisted on the highest ways of God, which had been given Prophet Naomi. And thus, when she reached in the land of Israelites, the Gentile, she was joined in the lineage of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we've come study of them, Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Praise Jesus
much.
We thank God that He has shown us His ways are easy to be known of, even though they are far higher from ours, just as heavens is far high from the earth. According that we read Isaiah 55, verses 8 unto 9. Praise Jesus much. And we understood that God's ways, He had ever revealed them to Prophet Moses. And He showed children of Israelite His works, His marvelous works, according to Psalms 103 and the verse 7. Praise Jesus
Christ.
And we discovered that to be able to reach in the ways of God, you need to know God's highest thoughts, which strive to reach us in the ways of God, that we manifest His marvelous works. Why, in the second part of this message, we moved on, saw the much light of the Word of God, which lighten us in the highest thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, which reach us into God's highest ways, that we manifest His marvelous works. Works. When we saw in Psalms 119, verse 105, and we saw that the light of Word of God
wants
to lighten us the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, they drive us rich in the way of God, including the laws, commands and the laws, as in the Proverbs 6 verse 23. That we moved on to see the light, lightens us in the highest thoughts of God. The Holy Scriptures drive us to reach in the ways of God. We ended with the third part. Yes. The third part. Which showed us God's highest thoughts. And those which were fulfilled. To reach us into God's highest ways.
That
we manifest His marvelous works. Because He told us in Proverbs chapter 8 and the verse
8,
all the words of His mouth, they are the Holy Scriptures. They are in all righteousness. None is crooked, neither that perverse. And because of that reason, he made lots, this goes with which one and which one. And he measured the meaning of the scriptures. As in Isaiah 34, verses 16 up to 17. In that reason, where he put the rhythm of the word of God, the rhythm or the order of preaching the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures. 2-4 and above commands, 2-4 and above verses, from the Old and the New Testament, all the books make up this Bible. According to those, Isaiah 28, verses 9 to 13. So that's how we saw. And we saw where you put that order for a witness of two or three,
let
the matter be established. All that speak of God, and all His creations in heaven and earth, together the new heavens and the new earth, those found above the heavens. We ended and we had to go to the seven ways of God. And today we want to start from there. We are trying to recap where we've come from. Praise Jesus much. Today we are going to see God's highest ways, the seven highest ways of God, the seven spirits,
or
the seven eyes of God, through which He passes His highest thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, to manifest His marvelous works. Praise Jesus much. Today we see seven highest ways of God, the seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God, through which He passes His highest thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, that He may fulfill His marvelous works on the earth. Praise Jesus much. These ways, they are seven. In them God makes, does His works, His marvelous works, those amazing works, miracles and the wonders, either when they bring goodness unto the good, or they bring evil unto the evil. Yes. And they bring goodness unto the good, or they bring evils unto the wicked.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These are the real ways we are speaking of. The seven highest ways of God. The seven spirits. And the seven eyes of God. Passes His highest and righteous thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, to manifest His marvelous works on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we have told you, these ways He passed through them, His marvelous works, unto the good people to see good, and unto the wicked to see evil. That's why he speaks Deuteronomy 29 and the verse 7, and he speaks like this. Deuteronomy 28 verse 7.
Mukama anakubiranga mu maaso g'abalabe bo abakugolokokerako banafulumanga okutabaala mu kkubo limu ne baddukanga mu maaso go makubo musanvu.
The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. When you look to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and the verse 7, that God brings evils.
His
barbarous acts which manifest evils unto the wicked in the seven ways.
He
did attack you via one way. He has a secret of his ways. Seven ways. Through which he can scatter them very well. And they see great evils. And they see his marvelous works which bring pain. Which bring pain to be pressed. That's why he said Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. A request will repeat it. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7.
Mukama anakubiranga maaso g'abalabe bo abakugolokokerako. Banafulumanga okutabaala mu kkubo limu ne baddukanga mu maaso go mu makubo musanvu.
The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Yes.
Abalabe ba babaana ba Katonda.
The enemies of the children of God.
Era abalabe ba Katonda.
The enemies of God.
He
has seven ways through which manifests marvelous works, which can squeeze them till they are finished. But still in those seven ways,
still
where he passes his marvelous works to manifest his marvelous good works
to
his children, those good children. When you read verse 25, he says like this. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25.
Mukama anakukubanga mu maaso g'abalabe bo. Onoofulumanga okubatabaala mu kkubo limu. Era onoddukanga mu makubo musanvu mu maaso gaabwe. Era onooyuganyizibwanga eruuyi n'eruuyi mu bwakabaka bwonna obw'ensi.
The Lord shall cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And shall be a terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. Yes. These seven ways, they are very important. The seven spirits of God. Through
which
God passed his righteous thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, that he manifests his marvelous works on the earth. Now these ways, it's where God passes his marvelous works. Either when they bring goodness to the good people,
or
they bring evil to the wicked.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
That's why one day he said that we are a progress. Yes. Which cometh from death bringing death. Which cometh from life bringing life. In the same way is what we pass to do all. According to that in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 14 to enter the verse 16.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esule yokubiri.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 14.
Naye Katonda yebazibwe atwala bulijjo ng'abawanguzi mu Kristo n'atubikkuza evvumbe ery'okumumanya ye mu buli kifo.
Now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the fragrance of his knowledge by us in every place. Praise Jesus much. You see the 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. You thank God he takes us to be triumphers. It makes us manifest the progress of his knowledge in every place. Why take us to be triumphers? He already prepared his ways, 7 ways, through which he passes the marvelous works, to pay the good acts, and to give the evil, the wicked ones, evils.
Yes.
Now him, all the time, you see, we have already triumphed. For he prepared well his ways. 7 ways. Through which he passes marvelous works. Is to give the good gift works. And to give the wicked evils. That's why in the verse 15 he say,
Abakolinse chokubiri, esule yokubiri.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 15.
Kubanga tuli vumbe dunji eria Kristo eri Katonda. Mwaba abalokoka ne mwaba ababula.
For we are unto God a sweet fragrance of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish.
Verse
16.
Eria ababula tuli vumbe riva mukufa erileta okufa. Na ye eribali tuli vumbe riva mubulamu.
To the one we are the fragrance of death unto death, and to the other the fragrance of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? Yes.
Anika bikura. Abikura.
All this. Yes. Unto those who perish, we are a fragrance from death bringing death. Unto those get and save, fragrance from death bringing life. But who is that who is sufficient in this
world?
He who does this, how does he do them? Is God who wakes up when the day does marvelous works as they press the evil one? And he does marvelous works and he makes goodness to the good people. In the 7 ways, the same way, he is able to do all those. And that is why he has asked.
2
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Who is sufficient in this? Bring death to those who get perished. At the same time, the
progress
from death bringing life unto those saved. You can do the same things like that. You know God. You may be surprised of him. And he has done dangerous things in the people.
That's
why he speaks in Isaiah
6.
Do good or evil and prove whether you are God. Now he has ways he can do things that are very marvelous and they torment evil and they are bad according to the evil ones. Yet they are so good according to the good. Yes. Sure. Where he gets the demon that beats you many plenty beatings, how do you feel?
Yes,
praise Jesus. These are the real ways we need to know of. Where he does all this. He does evils to the wicked and you fear.
And
he does good to the good people and you wonder.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let us read, we see.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let us move on. As we see God's highest thought. For what you have to know, that in those 7 ways of God, the 7 spirits of God, is where he passes his righteous thoughts. The Holy Scriptures, which fulfill the marvelous works, But I've told you that in the same ways, the seven ways, is where it does marvelous things you wonder, and they are good to the good people, yet they are so bad unto the wicked. They are so bad to the wicked. You too, you fear. So that's why you see we are told. Isaiah 55:8-11. That when you know the thoughts of God, they drive take you to the ways of the living God. Those same scriptures, and they get be fulfilled in the same ways they have passed. Seven ways of God. Let us read we hear. Isaiah 55:8. Isaiah 55:8.
Kubanga ebirowoozo byange si birowoozo byammwe. So n'amakubo gammwe si makubo gange, bw'ayogera Mukama.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
Olunyolw'omwenda.
Verse 9.
Kuba eggulu nga bwe lisinga ensi obugulumivu, amakubo gange bwe gasinga bwe gatyo amakubo gammwe.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:10.
Ngabweka no muziro kuva muguru. Nevita dayo. Neine bifkiri letaka. Neviri meza ne. Nebiri baza, nebiwo omusize nsigo, n'omuli ebyokulya.
So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:10.
Kube enkuba nga bweka n'omuzira okuva mu ggulu. Ne bitaddayo, naye ne bifukirira ettaka, ne birimeza ne biribaza, ne biwa omusizi ensigo n'omuli ekyo ebyokulya.
For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11.
Bwechitio bwechinavanga echigambo change chiva mkamwa kange. Techiri dejendi ngachirire. Na echiri korecho chenja gala. Irachiri lavo mkisa. Mwecho chenda chitu mira.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things which I sent it.
Yes, you must
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. When you look to this Isaiah 55, from verses 8,
Agambie,
he has said that his thoughts, they are not our thoughts.
Agamba,
and he still says his ways are not our ways.
Agamba,
verse 9, he said, as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are his thoughts in his ways, they are higher from ours.
Then,
when it rains them on the earth, they come down. As the rain falls down onto the earth, and it does its work to put rain onto the ground, even the
grass,
and they bald. Thus is his word. It shall not go back till it's accomplished. Those who have set it on the earth. That's why I told you. In the seven highest ways of God. The seven spirits of God. Is where he passed his highest thoughts and those righteous, the holy scriptures, that he manifest his works, those marvelous works. It is to say that the ways where he passed his thoughts still is where he passes to fulfill them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus, man.
Teriddayo paka nga bimaze okukola.
They don't go back till they have accomplished.
Ekyo kye yogerako tebirina okukola.
That is spoke of their mate to do.
Bwebula amaliriza agambye.
That's why he ended up saying.
Tewali katonyeze n'akamu akagenda okuba nga kava ku byawandiikibwa.
No doubt which is going to be removed from the scriptures.
Paka nga katuukiriziddwa.
Till it has been fulfilled.
Naye bulijjo kibadde kitulemesa.
But all along what has been hindering us.
Kibadde kumanya.
It's been to know.
Makubo ki agayitamu ebyandikwa bino ebitukuvu.
Which ways through which they passed these holy scriptures. And they reached here on this
hour.
The ways through which you have to best to fulfill them.
And
they manifest the marvelous works. Not even
a
dot in the scriptures you see here. That not to be fulfilled. See, even those which are fulfilled, they remain being fulfilled. For they don't speak to end on him. Even those who know your sin be fulfilled. But this time we're going to see them by these ways.
He
tells you in the Matthew chapter 5. Verse 17 to 18. Not even the dot you see in the scriptures will not be fulfilled. For it too is spoke it. Let us read we hear.
Matayi suri yoktano, noru nyiriri ule kumino musamfu.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
Temura waza nganti najja okudibia mateka, obebi yaba nabbi. Sajja kudibia, wabulu okutu ukiriza.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Olinyo ule kumino munana.
Verse 18.
Kubanga mbagamba mazimanti, eguru neso kutusa ulebili guawo. Enuku temu ne wankubadda katonyeza akamu akomumateeka tekali gwawo okutuusa byonna lwebiri mala okutuukirira.
Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Yes,
tewali kubyawandiikibwa.
None of the scriptures. The others are thoughts of God. Those which are righteous. That which will not be fulfilled. Even the comma.
A full stop.
A full stop.
A dot.
A dot. It has to be fulfilled. But all along the problem we have is one. To know the ways of God, the seven ways. There are the seven spirits. And the seven eyes of God. Through which he passed to manifest them. That we pass and best in those very ways. To fulfill them. Then we manifest the great works of God. Everything God wants to do, it's written down. You think that even those you read of, you wonder. You see, wants to resume, do those he has done before. There are scriptures that God fulfilled, but they are keeping on being fulfilled again. Yet there are those not yet at all being fulfilled. Still, I wonder at that point. For you see, even those God fulfilled, they did end in the eras of those alone. But they move on, be fulfilled in our seasons. When
it
speaks 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 to 21,
spoke,
they don't speak to end on that one. Let's read.
Peter chokubiri, esure soka, norunyiriri oramakumi yabiri.
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20.
Nga mumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo eky'obunnabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekinnyonnyolwa mu magezi ag'obuntu.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation.
Verse 21.
Kubanga
siwali kigambo kya bunnabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu, naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwamu Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
For prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes. They were not explained to end on that one. And they are not to be explained as the way you want. Now what God did, he still does them again. Has wrote them in the book, the Bible. And he still has to do those within it. The promises of his thoughts, those in the Holy Scriptures, will not yet see. What
neither
in
us
is to know the ways. He passed them to write them. You know, all the Holy Scriptures, they passed through 7 ways, those of God. And they are the 7 spirits and the 7 eyes of God. That's why he told us in the Psalms. Psalms 12 verse 6. That all his words, they are pure. As God prepares 7 times. Let us read we here. Psalms chapter 12 and the verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama bye bigambo ebirongoofu. Nga feza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi, erongosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
The words of God, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in a furnace of earth, purified 70 times. Yes.
Bigambo bya Katonda.
The words of God. These are pure words. As gold tested 7 times, they are passed in the 7 ways to be purified well. The 7 highest ways of God. The 7 spirits of God. And they are the 7 eyes of God. That is passed them in the 7 spirits. And they are the eyes. To be the eyes that watches over till they are fulfilled. That he can watch over. The 7 spirits, they are passed there. If they are the 7 eyes, that he may watch over them till they are fulfilled. There is a way of fulfilling all the scriptures and we see the great works of God on the earth. You know, when it was spoken in Revelation chapter 1 in the verse 4,
he said,
those which come from the 7 spirits of God. You first read for us, there we see. Revelation chapter 1 verse 4. John, to the 7 churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne. Yes. When he was speaking his righteous thoughts, the words of God, as they were written, the Holy Scriptures, in the Holy Book of God, the book, the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He passed them through 7 ways. Revelation 1 verse 4, that's why he
says,
and which come from the 7 spirits of God. Now we tell you, all the scriptures you see, God was putting them in place to be written. He purified them 70 times. Passing them through 7 spirits of God. And they are the 7 eyes of God. It's done, they are passed through 7 spirits. And to be the 7 spirits, the 7 eyes. They pass the 7 spirits. And they are the 7 eyes which watch over till they are fulfilled.
And
tells you God watches over his word till he's fulfilled it.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why it tells you Revelation chapter 5 Then the verse 6. And he said, there's a seven spirits. Still there are seven eyes of God sent in the whole earth. He sends them to watch over his word. These ways are very great. You first read Revelations, we see Satan feels its pain in him.
He
is going to see fulfillment of the great works in the midst of the world. For the way through which they pass to be brought, they are the very ways which watch over to fulfill. We've already discovered them. You read for me, we see Revelation chapter 5, verses 6.
Wakati wabakadde, omwana gw'endiganga ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa, ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu, gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda, egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood the Lamb as though he had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. Yes. Revelation 5 verse 6.
He
saw the Lamb of God. He has seven eyes. They are the seven spirits of God. They are sent in the whole earth. But you think all along they are sent to do what? On the other time, the seven spirits, they pass through them. The righteous thoughts of God. The holy scriptures. On this time, as the eyes, they are passing through, watching over, which have not yet been fulfilled. Now they need human beings, the children of God, those revealed of the seven ways. The seven spirits of God. Still there are the seven eyes of God. That we join up to work together. Yes.
You
know when you read Acts chapter 3. Verse 20 to
21.
All he did with the prophets is going to resume doing them. In revival. But he's been looking for people, his children, those who revealed his ways which manifest marvelous works. You read for me here, we see. Acts chapter 3, verse 20.
Naye atume Kristo eyabawulirwa edda, ye Yesu.
And he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you. Verse
21. Katonda byayogereranga mu kamwa ka bannabbi be abatukuvu abaaliwo okuva ku lubereberye.
Whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets, since the world began. Yes. Wants all ever since the world existed. You know, ever since existed, the things he's spoken the prophets. Right? Genesis, God created the heavens and earth. To all the New Testament in Revelation, all of them will restore, revive, restore them. You dust them that you see them. You know you urge you so much. Let me bring proof. Genesis 1 verse 1 and
2.
The earth was empty and void. In Jeremiah 4. It is going to again be mixed up.
Mm.
I want to show you how they're going to be. Genesis chapter 1 and verse
1.
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Verse
2.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes. The earth was without form.
Spread
on the depth of the waters. Now when you hear it's going to resume, move again.
Mighty move of the Holy Spirit, revival and restoration.
Mighty move of the Holy Spirit, revival and restoration. The year 2022. You will see it, the earth again without form. Some of the works we have to resume, see again. For he promised it in Jeremiah, he said, the earth again will be without form again. Jeremiah chapter 4, verses
23.
I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. Yes.
Wang. Etu chari ku network.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's repeat this verse. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23.
Nalabensi era lava nganjerere ngayitabudde tabudde neguru ngatemuli musana.
I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. Yes.
To
say what he has ever done from his prophets from the beginning, he is going to resume and do them, don't be surprised. When you read Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, the beginning when God created heaven and earth, verse 2 he says, the earth was without form and void. The Holy Spirit spread on the face of the waters. Verse 3 he
says,
he commanded light be separated from darkness. When you read Jeremiah 4, 23 years
says,
I beheld
it.
Though it was without form and void, and in the heavens there was no light. You know, there was darkness at creation. He said, let there be light. This time must happen. Verse 24, he said like this. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse
24.
I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled. And all the hills moved to and fro. Yes.
Imagine so the
mountains as they were going to happen, they came trembling. Now you're going to resume see how they were. The seven ways of God. The seven highest ways. The seven spirits of God.
There
are his seven eyes. Through which he passed his highest thoughts. The Holy Scriptures. Which fulfill his marvelous works.
The
story is going to resume to this. And the earth will be without form and void. But as it will start,
we
shall see mountains trembling and dusting like that. As they are moving, dusting, trembling.
There are
things going to happen. Starting
in
the year 2022, you will be fearing.
And
when we lay hold on mountains,
25,
what is asked to do? Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 25.
Natunula, era laba, ngati wali muntu, nenyonyizo nezo mubanga, ngaziduse.
I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26.
Natunula, era laba, enimire ngimu, ngazifuse nkola, nebibuga byamu byonna, ngabimenyese menyese.
I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all its cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. He was coming. The second coming we are speaking about. Friends, you are going to see them. That's why
one of
you
knows
well the seven highest ways of God. The seven spirits of God. And they are the seven eyes of God. Through which he passed his highest thoughts. And those writers, which manifest his marvelous works.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. And
you
will add on this, you will see them. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse
27.
For thus has the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. Verse
28. Negulo liri wagulo liri dugala. Kubanga nze nchogede, nchimali lide. So sejusiza. So silida nyumo kuchireka.
For thee shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it. I have purposed it, and will not relent. Neither will I turn back from it.
Yes,
he is purposed to do that.
Atukugambi.
Now we've told you, that this God is highest ways. The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God. It's where he passed his righteous thoughts. The holy scriptures. Which manifest his marvelous works on the earth. If they are seven spirits. As he has told us. In the Psalms chapter 12 and the verse 6, that the words of God purified seven times as silver. Refined seven times. In the
short
Revelations 1 verse 4. When he passed them, he passed seven spirits of God. And he manifested them. Now to be the eyes. That
they
can watch over them, fulfilling them. That's why he told us Revelations 5 and the verse
6
that the seven spirits and they are the seven eyes of God sent in the whole
earth.
Now the way we are in the worldwide call, they have to come and we work. My friends. That we see the appearing and manifesting of the scriptures our way. We need to work in there. They told us no subtracting, no adding in them.
Not
twisting in the thoughts of God, then you see. The watchmanship and the fulfillment of them. The main thing is one. To be like Prophet Ruth and Prophet Naomi. To look into our destiny as we move by the highest ways of God. I've told you. On this time alone. Remember I told you. That when he's walking. His marvelous works. To manifest his marvelous acts. He manifests them. Unto the wicked they will be so bad.
tujaguze.
The good we shall rejoice, and they are extremely good.
Let's
repeat in Deuteronomy, you hear.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri, essuula eyabiri mu munaana, n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7.
Mukama anaakubiranga mu maaso go abalabe bo abakugolokokerako. Banaafulumanga okutabaala mu kkubo limu. Ne baddukanga mu maaso go mu makubo musanvu.
The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Yes.
What
do the good he say? Your enemies will attack you in one way. And I will beat them. Cut them in seven ways. Till I have finished them. He knows his ways. You think you can physically see them there?
Unto
the good, it does good things
away.
Marvelous great works are good in the same ways. Yet to the wicked, my God, they are extremely evil in the same ways. As he said in verse
25.
Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 25.
Mukama anakukubanga mu maaso g'abalabe bo. Onoofulumanga okubatabaala mu kkubo limu. Era onoddukanga mu makubo. Nti era onoddukanga mu makubo musanvu mu maaso gaabwe. Era onaayuganyizibwanga eruuyi n'eruuyi mu bwakabaka bwonna obw'ensi.
The Lord shall cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be a terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. Yes. You know, these ways still he revealed them to Prophet Moses. Is it not that?
Are
they not the seven ways?
Yes,
praise Jesus, Mark. The same ways I've told you according to Deuteronomy 28 verse 7 and 25 is where he passes his marvelous works. And
they
pay good to the good people. Yet to the wicked they are so bad. As I told you there in Isaiah, that God who does good or evil will not say it but is sin. He does not commit sin.
He
commits evils to the wicked. Troubles their way. You first read for us, we see.
Isaiah 41, verse 23. Mubulire ebigambo ebijja okubaawo oluvannyuma. Tulyoke tutegeere nga muli bakatonda. Weewaawo, mukole obulungi oba mukole obubi, tukeŋŋentererwe, tukirabire wamu.
Should the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are gods, yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Yes. Now the other gods which you spoken about. Jeremiah 10 verse 11. God never created heaven and earth. They will never live. Here in Isaiah I told them. Tell us which were those which are all those to come. We know that you are God. That cannot do for you, cannot still do it. Now what you do? You do their good things that they are so good. Or if they are not good, you cannot. Those and they are so evil, extremely evil. And they are so dangerous. He God does them in the same way. He cannot speak what he does not do. In the seven highest ways of God, the seven spirits, and they are the seven eyes of God. His way past his highest thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, which manifests his marvelous works. Unto the good they will extremely be good. Unto the wicked they will be so evil. He does and he fulfills it. He beats the wicked. Burns Sodom and Gomorrah with fire.
Did
you say God has no mercy?
In
Jerusalem still he has tens of thousands of holy ones. And you say, wow. He's the same God. Yes, he's the one. You are here enjoying eating, yet there are sick people, he still sees them. Yet he explains to you why he has not healed them. And you wonder. And you ask, pray to him, I want a phone. He gives a mobile phone. I've fallen on accident by lake. You be there.
No, dear.
You fear. But when he explains to you, if he was to heal that person, those he would have caused to fall in hell, there are many because of his actions or her. He said, let them be down there.
Hey, no, dear, no, God.
But you fear, you say, my God. Many people are out there in the world. Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you, Lord. He refuses to give them knowledge and understanding. And he said that.
Ezekiel 28.
Even Satan was wiser than Daniel. Instead of humbling, he got stiffened and hard-hearted. I no more create another devil or Satan.
Somebody's
crying. I don't know you, Lord. Oh my God, wisdom. He refused. I no more create another Satan. If you see God has given you knowledge, you go in the corner, you humble so much. Have mercy, Lord. I feel strengthened never to become Lucifer. What did I told you?
Don't you think
everyone cry in reality when he's given you to know him?
For
it's the eternal life. John chapter 17 verse 3. He loves you so much. So much. There are people cry, shed tears, he refuses. And when he explains to you their end, God will have created another Lucifer, Satan. You fear God. And you always thank over what he does. You ask him, what does he do? Don't ask him, what do you do? You always thank. Yes. Now I've shown you that these seven highest ways of God, the seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God, is where he passed his righteous souls, the Holy Scriptures, those he fulfills, which manifest his marvelous works. And I told you there are seven spirits to manifest his righteous thoughts. They are seven eyes to watch over the Holy Scriptures, all that they should be fulfilled.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you know those, you always humble. He has mercy to whom he shows mercy. So why show mercy to whom he shows? But all those, we thank him, is revealed to us. And this God is highest ways, the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God. It is the fullness of the Holy Spirit. According to Acts chapter 2, verses 3-4, and it says like this.
Ebikolwa by'abatume essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Acts chapter 2 from verse 3.
Ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu. Buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them.
Olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Verse 4.
Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes. The Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God. They are the seven highest ways of God. And this one appears in the tongues of fire. As you heard in the Acts chapter 2, verses 3 unto 4,
and
upon them came tongues like of fire. And they were filled of the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak tongues as God gave them utterance.
We
are to speak tongues of all nations. When you read the Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 10, those you will read them. But this Holy Spirit who appears in tongues of fire, His fullness, they are seven tongues of fire, or seven lamps of fire. According to Revelation chapter 4, in the verse 5, he says like this. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. N'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe, gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes.
Omwoyo omutukuvu mujjuvuwe.
The Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth,
where
God first His righteous thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, and the God fulfilled to manifest His marvelous works.
He
told you Acts chapter 2, verse 3-4. He appears in tongues of fire. But in Revelation 4, verse 5, those tongues of fire, they are the seven lamps of fire, which burn before the throne of God, and they are the seven spirits of God. But we told you, according to Revelation 1 verse 4, that all scriptures He passed them through seven spirits,
save
those which come from seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. But still, to be called the seven eyes, as Revelation 5 verse 6, let's repeat it, we hear. Revelation chapter 5 and the verse 6.
Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four living creatures, in the midst of the throne, Revelation 5 verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though he had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God set forth in all the earth. Yes.
They are 70
eyes sent in the all earth. To watch over all scriptures where they've reached. Who are moving in them in righteousness. That we fulfill them. That we manifest the marvelous works of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But if you want to know of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God, the seven highest ways of God, which manifested His righteous souls, the Holy Scriptures, those being fulfilled, to manifest the marvelous works of God. They appear in the sign of the lampstand. Yes. It's a sign of the lampstand. According to the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 31. Up to 32. Even 37. And it says like this. Exodus chapter
25
from verse
31.
And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work shall the lampstand be made. Its shaft and its branches, its balls, its knobs, and its flowers shall be of the same one piece. Verse 32.
N'amatabi mukaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo. Amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo lumu. N'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo olwokubiri.
And six branches shall come out of the side of it. Three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side. Verse 47.
Era olikola ebyettabaaza byakyo omusanvu. Era banaakolezanga ebyettabaaza byakyo okwakira mu maaso gaakyo.
And you shall make it seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it. Yes. If you want to know, the sign of the seven highest ways of God, the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God, where He passed His righteous thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, those which are being fulfilled, to manifest His marvelous works. It is the sign of the lampstand. As we've heard Exodus 25, 31-32,
we
will make a lampstand. Three branches on the right side, three branches on the left hand. Praise Jesus much. In the verse 37, he says, still lighting the seven lamps.
Because
we saw Revelations 4:5. Seven lamps of fire burn before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. That is the sign. But any time it is lightened, nothing which was hid. Nothing which was not known, which will not be brought in the light of knowledge. Nothing which was hid that will not be revealed. They have to search out all scriptures. Everything of this world being done. That is Luke chapter 8. Verse 16 up to
17.
It says like this. Luke chapter
8,
verse
16.
No man, when he has lightened a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that they who enter in may see the light. Verse 17. For nothing sacred that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. Yes. After he lightens this lamp, he does not put it under the basket or under a bed. On the lamp stands we. And lights to nations, they see the glory of God. And he passed through us to reveal everything which was known. Everything which was
hid.
Even the olden works hid, which were done. And he gets them out, he does them. That's why he told the apostles, Matthew chapter 5, you are lamps of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse
14.
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse
15.
Neither do men light up a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Yes. God revealed you his seven highest ways. The seven spirits. And the seven eyes of God. Which appear in the lampstand. Is where he passed. His righteous thoughts. The holy scriptures. That they be fulfilled to manifest his marvelous works. All those are what he has put in us. All his ways within us. And his thoughts. That we reveal everything which was not brought in knowledge. And in being done. After he put the treasure in us. And then he manifests the power which is to do that. And it is much power. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6-7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Eyeka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse
7.
But we have this treasure in the earthly vessels that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. Yes. All treasure of the seven highest ways of God, the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God, is where he passed his highest thoughts, the holy scriptures. He passed through them, packed them in us. And in the same ways, is where we are going to work with him to manifest everything. In the knowledge and in all working. And you see the much power which fulfills. Yes. Always that is how it's to be. You know that these seven ways of God, they are seven spirits of God. And he passes through scriptures to come towards us.
Nikabera amaso musanvu.
And there appear 7 eyes.
Okulabira butuhukirize.
To watch over that we fulfilled.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Atonda mugezi.
God is wise.
Na ye mubufunze.
But in the summary,
kadukakase,
let us prove.
Amakubo ga katonda gana, amakubo ga katonda musanvu amasukuru.
These 7 highest ways of God.
Meyo musanvu era amasuga katonda musanvu.
7 spirits and the 7 eyes of God. The first way. The first way of God, known as the Spirit or the eye of the wisdom of God, according to the light of the Holy Scriptures, it says like this. Proverbs chapter 4 verse
10
to entering verse 12, he speaks like this. The way of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 10.
Ayi mwana wange, ulira okirizenge bigambo byange.
Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Verse
11.
I have taught you in the ways of wisdom. I have led you in the right pathways. Verses 12. When you go, your steps shall not be hindered. And when you run, you shall not stumble. We shall walk, run in all the azotals. If you
don't
discover the way of wisdom,
we
say Proverbs 4:10 to 12. Hear, O my son.
Era oige
and learn.
N'emyaka gyo ginaabanga.
Even your years shall be many.
Egy'obulamu ginaaba mingi.
The years of your life shall be many.
Kubanga nkuyigiriza mu kkubo ery'amagezi.
I've taught you in the way of wisdom.
Bwe twogera ku kkubo ery'amagezi.
When we speak of the way of wisdom,
twogera ku mwoyo w'amagezi.
We speak of the spirit of wisdom.
Kubo eriisi ery'amagezi ga Katonda.
Or the eye of the wisdom of God.
Nti awo olutuuka.
That it was
a,
if you go
no tambura,
and you move, nothing can hinder you when you are in the way of the Lord. You just enjoy and say, I'm walking by the way of the wisdom of the living God, the Holy Scriptures. Who can dare speak anything against me? Who can rebuke me? Who can promise me hell? Already you are within it and you see it. The way of wisdom, you're moving by it. According to Job chapter 28, verse
20-23,
like this on the way of wisdom.
Yobu esule ya vili momu nana noru nyiriri oru wa makumi ya vili.
Job chapter 28 from verse 20.
Kala amagezi gavawa. Nechipo kutegira we kubeira chiriruddawa.
From where then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding?
Orinyolwa vili morumu.
Verse 21.
Kubanga gakwekebwa amaso gavala mubona. Era gakisiwa enyonyezo mubanga.
Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all the living, and concealed from the fowls of the air.
Orinyolwa vili mwesatu.
Verse
22.
Destruction and death, we have heard the fame of it with our ears. Verse 23. You first pause there. Destruction and death said we did not know where it came from, but we heard its word. Let's follow that word. You follow the word of God. He is in the way of wisdom. Yes. You know, in the Jeremiah 8 verse 8 up to 9,
he
says, if you have rejected the word of God, what wisdom is within you? Told you, if you want to move in the first way of the Lord, the way of wisdom, the way of the spirit of wisdom and the eye of understanding, the eye of wisdom, and you don't stumble. It is the word of God.
They
don't seek for it, for even death does not know that way. They have told you where is the place of wisdom, even the place of understanding. For before the living, they disappeared from them. Death and destruction had with their ear as wisdom spoke.
It's
I've told you in the brief on the way of the wisdom of God. The spirit of the eye of wisdom.
That
you never go out of it, is where you will see the great works of God. If you want to know all the scriptures, even your ill to be a work of fulfilling, to manifest the marvelous works of God, don't they go out of it? Even the other six, the second, the way of understanding, the way of understanding of God,
which
known as the spirit or the eye of understanding of God, spoke of it in the Proverbs 9 verse
6.
He said like this. Proverbs 9 and the verse 6.
Mulekenga muabatalina magezi muberenga abalamu.
For forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. Do not dare forget. If you are to serving God, God's heavenly government on earth, and its central government, God's government and the governments of the earth, as we fulfill the worldwide call, do not dare forget these ways. We go in the way of understanding. Yes. You think it is hard. You know, does not pass there. You can't see it physically there. Not. That's why others ask, how did the Spirit bring scriptures? As in that way, we never saw him come. So don't forget, walk by the way of understanding. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of understanding. Or the eye of understanding of God. Do not there forget. Yes. For when he speaks, explain it in Proverbs chapter 21. Verse 16, he speaks of it like this. Proverbs chapter 21, verse
16.
The man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Yes. If you wander from the way of understanding, in the congregation of the dead within hell,
when
the second death, the lake of fire, that is where you will go to congregate there.
Then
you will be there to be burnt forever. To wander from the way of understanding.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Remember,
even all works we direct, for the Spirit work with us. Still, the way we direct him is the way of understanding.
Let's read
Isaiah 40, verse 14.
Isaiah, esule ya makumiana, noru nyiriri ole kuminenya.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 14.
Aniku yaliate sezana ye evigambo. Eranya yaliamu yigiriza. Namutegeza mukubo eriyomusango. Namunyonyolo okumanya. Namulage kubo eriyokutegera.
With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? You know the way of understanding.
I
will not explain it much. But you go in Ezra 28, verses 9 and 10. Whom will he make to understand what is great? And whom will he teach knowledge? But the way of understanding, there are two far and above commands. Two far and above verses. From the Old and the New Testament, or from the books make up the Bible, you are straight in the way of understanding. Yes. Yet do not dare depart from it. As the one of wisdom, we charged you. Now there is also that of counsel, the third. The third way of the counsel of God. Spirit or the eye of the counsel of God. Yes. It to never depart from it. To inquire from God every day. What you do, whether they are what he wants, whether it's his counsel as his word is. For in Judges 18 verse 5 up to 6 he speaks like this. Judges chapter 18 verse
5. Tukwegayiridde buza Katonda atuwe obunnabbi. Tumanye obango lugendo lwaffe lwetugenda luliba n'omukisa.
And they said unto him, ask counsel, we pray you, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous.
Olinyolo mukaga.
And the verse 6.
Katonda n'abagamba nti mugende mirembe olugendo lwammwe lwe mugenda luli mu maaso ga Mukama.
And the priest said unto them, go in peace. The Lord is before your way in which you go. Yes. The way of the counsel of God. We know through it that which God wants. For there is no counsel, neither wisdom, neither understanding, which fights those of God. There is no wisdom, no understanding, neither counsel which fights that of God. That's why always the counsel of God is in the Holy Scriptures. And there's no journey you have. For though you inquire from dreams, in the visions, you have to get back to his word. For that is his entire counsel. And everything within it has this time and seasons. Don't have much to study to waste time. But in Jeremiah 23, verse 22, always expects you to sit down under the way of his counsel. The way of counsel, we don't walk by it. We just sit in that way. When you go in the way of the counsel of God, when you are walking, already you have moved, you can no more ask counsel from him. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses
22.
Jeremiah 23 and verse 22.
Naye singa batuula mu kuteesa kwange, kale bandiwuliza abantu bange ebigambo byange, era bandibakyusizza okuleka ekkubo lyabwe bbi n'obubi obw'ebikolwa byabwe.
But if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes. The way of counsel, we don't walk by it. We sit within it. You just cross go within it. Sit you here and hearken what God tells you. That's why in this way, he tells you all the rest you do. As in the Matthew 6:33. Walk, seek kingdom and righteousness. When you read, sit, I add you the rest.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Don't depart from it. David moved by it and he overcame much. God, should I attack, I will overcome. Should I go, I will overtake them. Should I count Israelites or not? He counted them not in this way and they beat him. There are many which concern this way.
Though
I'm just passing through them now.
Now
we head on to the way of might, the might, this power of God. The way of the power of God. The way of the spirit of mighty. Or the eye of mighty. Through which he does all the marvelous works. Don't limit him when you've stood in this way. Yes. They don't limit him. When you read Jeremiah 32, 19-26, he speaks like this. Jeremiah 32:19.
Amaaso go gatunuulira amakubo gonna ag'abaana b'abantu okuva buli muntu ng'amakubo ge bwe gali era ng'ebibala by'ebikolwa bye bwe biri.
Great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doings. Have you heard?
Mukuru mukutesa mukubo lirie.
In the way of counsel. Of counsel.
Wamani mukukora mukubo lyamani.
Might in all the doings in the spirit of might.
Mwasinzira nalaba makubo gabantu gonna moyo wamani.
Where he best to see all the ways of people in the way of might. And he pays them forcefully. Whether you want it or not. As you have done.
Nalabisa obonero obwekitalo.
He manifests a marvelous signs. Read the verse 20-21. Jeremiah 32:20. Who has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, and even unto this day, and in Israel among other men, and have made yourself a name as at this day. Verse
21.
And have brought forth your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terror. Yes. In the way of mighty, of the spirit of mighty, the eye of mighty, in it he does signs, he does wonders, terrific works. But if you dare move by it, don't dare speak there is anyone with the power above God. Don't dare even think or meditate of it. For in the Revelation 19:6, he is the God with the unlimited power. Don't be there ever expecting anyone powerful
to reach you
and even tremble before him.
Revelation 19:6. Kubanga mukama katonda wafe owamanya gatakoma afuga.
And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of the many waters, and as the voice of the mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Yes. If you decide to walk by the way of God, that Almighty, to walk with him powerful things. Don't they think of his power that is limited? You are like the prophet Daniel. Whether it's deliverance from the fire or not, he is God. The other, if you dare do a word of sending him power, he will ask you, what is it, Micah 2? Will it be spoken, the spirit of the Lord is limited? You will have limited his spirit. Remember Acts 1:8. When the spirit cometh, he gives us power. But he wants to give us power, not limited. Yes. According to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6 to 7, after he puts knowledge, and the much power comes from him and not from us. You thought you feel not there be in that way.
It
needs power, it will manifest. Don't measure God in the way of power. And if are preaching, moving in this life, always turn in one way, go back according to the needs, or you stand in the center where they meet. They meet in the seventh way.
But
all the six come from the seventh.
Sure.
Now, as you see how the lampstand is, and you
fight
God alone and his spirit. When you are stuck in wisdom, you stand there. I would have taught much in them, but time is against us. We have gone in the way of knowledge, the way of knowledge of God. You call him the spirit of knowledge, or the eye of knowledge of God. Out of cometh all light of the scriptures, takes us in the full knowledge of God, to reveal everything which was hid. This way never leave it. In Job chapter 21, 13-14, he says this.
Yobu esule ya vili muemu noru nyiriri ole kuminesatu.
Job 21 from verse 13.
Bama lena kuzawe ngabala vio mukisa. Mukasera nebaka mu magombe.
They spend their days in wealth and in a moment go down to the grave.
Olinyo ole kuminenya.
Verse 14.
Irana yini bagamba katonda antituveko. Kubanga tetuwe gomba kumanya makubogo.
Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not to know of your ways. Not the way of knowledge is great. For within is light which lightens all the other ways. The light of all the scriptures. That you read something and it lightens. And you understand. And you enter in knowledge.
That
now I feel I'm revealed. Yes. I feel I am revealed. You are in that way. For those getting destroyed, the spirit for lacking knowledge, and the spirit for lacking revelation.
I won't
speak much because of time. But 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 9-12. This one asked for knowledge and understanding. That can know how we shall move out and how we shall enter.
2
Chronicles chapter 1 and the verse 9.
Kale ayi mukama katonda ekigambo kye wasuubiza Daudi kitange kinywezebwe kubanga mfudde kabaka w'abantu abafanana enfuufu ey'okunsi obungi.
Now O Lord God, let your promise unto David my father be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitudes. Verse 10.
Mpana amagezi n'okumanya. Mfulumenga nyingirenga mu maaso g'abantu bano. Kubanga ani ayinza okusalira emisango abantu. Abantu bo bano abenkanidde awo obukulu.
Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before these people. For who can judge this your people that are so great? Yes. He said now.
amagezi n'okumanya.
Give me wisdom and knowledge.
Singa afuna okumanya.
If you got knowledge, know how he'll move out going the right way and how he will get back. That was asking his first Corinthians chapter 4 when the verse says, God commanded light of knowledge to shine within darkness, light of knowledge of glory of Christ before Christ. The lights come from the word of God. Psalms 119 verse 105. And to be able to reveal all, light reveals it. How am I to move?
So
that way too is there. But still we have the sixth way. The way of spirit of fear of God. This way of spirit of fear of God. The way of fear of God. And whom we know as spirit of fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you walk in this one, you must be hating evil. You help many depart from evil. You prove you've not left and departed from that way. And there are many works of good that you will manifest on the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 10,
verse
14 speaks of it like this. Deuteronomy chapter 10 from verse 12.
Nekakano, Yisirairi, Mukama Katondao, Akwagazachi, Wabulokutianga Mukama Katondao, Okutambulianga Makubo Gigona, Nokumuagala, Nokuereza Mukama Katondao, Nomutima Gugona, Nememe Yoyona.
And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul? Yes. Now, Israel, what does God require from you? You, the church of the living God. The Spirit of God is charging you one thing always. We read above, walk by
him.
If you are in the way of fear of God, it tells you, always we finished above, where there is the way of wisdom, way of understanding, way of counsel, of mighty, of knowledge, walk by them all. And in this one, they are keeping all the commands of God. According to the next verse, he says this. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse
13.
To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good. Verse 14.
Laba, Mukama Katonda wo ye nanjine guru, ne guru eria wa guru, ense era nevijirimu byonna.
Behold, the heaven and the heavens of the heavens is the Lord's your God. The earth also, with all that is in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
to walk in the way of fear of God, spirit of fear of God, or the eye of fear of God, it's to appear that you hate evil. According to Proverbs 8 verse 13, hate evil. And in Proverbs 16 verse 6, help many depart from evil. You will be in that rightful way of fear of God. And God, owner of heaven and earth, you feared in every place, he will work with you. So let's wind up with the seventh way. The way of the Spirit of the Lord. The way of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we pass to glorify God the Father,
Chigambo,
the Son, the Word, is the Son and the Holy Spirit. And
there's
no any other way you move by this, no any other God you speak of. Yes.
He
speaks in the First Kings 22-24. And he says like this. First Kings chapter 22, verse
24.
First Kings chapter
22,
verse
24. Nayogera nti omwoyo gwa mukama gwampitako gutyo okwogera naawe.
But Zedekiah the son of Chenana went near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto you? Yes.
Yes.
The spirit of the Lord passed which way? Now did he know the way of spirit of the Lord? For the way he passed, it was that Micaiah was the one who glorified God in those days. That's where he passed. Zedekiah had forgotten that way. That's why you see in the Acts chapter 18,
24-26,
you have to learn well the way of the Lord, known as way of the Spirit of the Lord. Let us read, we hear.
Acts chapter
18 verse 24.
Awo omuntu omuyudaya erinnya lye Apollo eyazaalirwa mu Alexandria, omuntu eyayigirizibwa oyo natuuka mu Efeso.
And a certain Jew named Apollos, born of at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus.
Verse
25.
Oyo yali ng'abuulidde ekkubo lya Mukama waffe, ng'ayaka mu mwoyo, ng'ayaka mu mwoyo, ng'ayogera n'ayigiriza nnyo ebigambo bya Yesu.
This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the script, in the spirit, he spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John.
Verse 26. Nebamutwala gye bali, nebongera okumutegeereza ddala ekkubo lya Katonda.
And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Yes. They took him, taught well the way of the Lord. You know, when you are in the way of the Lord, or the way of Spirit of the Lord,
you
have to be glorifying God alone. And the word which came from him, Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit. That is what he does him in the John 16. We say the Spirit will get from mine. For what is of mine is of the Father. And he will tell them to you. And he will glorify me. That's why I say you get from the Father. For what is of the Father is of mine I will give you. We are within it to glorify God alone, the Father.
And
God is what? Our Lord Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit.
You
will have headed straight in that way.
If
God will give us time, we shall come back.
And
we move to know them in the fall. But we shall come back.
We
reveal God's perfected thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, which were passed in the seven ways, seven spirits of God. And we explain them well, you see how they are. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, putting in action, and to spreading far.